This is St. Louis Public Radio. In the 5 years that followed Michael Brown's death in Ferguson, some say meaningful political and policy change proved elusive throughout the St. Louis region. Yet the past 12 months have showcased big policy gains in St. Louis County government and some modest advances in Jefferson City. St. Louis Public Radio's Jason Rosenbaum takes stock of how Ferguson activism is trickling up into the halls of government.
Many people around the country saw Michael Brown's death in Ferguson as the catalyst behind a new national civil rights movement. Yet in the years that followed, activists around St. Louis had to watch preferred candidates lose elections and some demands for policy change go unmet. But St. Louis County Prosecutor Wesley Bell has a message for those who contend that nothing meaningful occurred here in the last 5 years.
I would say, with all due respect, me sitting in this office now would be evidence of change, and in my opinion, obviously positive change.
Fueled by an alliance of largely black North St. Louis County and the majority white Central Corridor, Bell upended Bob McCullough, who was in office when a grand jury decided not to charge former Ferguson police officer Darren Wilson. After running on a promise to overhaul the county's criminal justice system, Bell is pushing for expanded diversion programs and set up a unit within his office to look into instances when a police officer uses deadly force.
We want to make sure that you're treated fairly, and I think people are tired of the reputation that St. Louis has as being one of the most segregated communities, and that we're perceived as having all these racial issues when there are a lot of good people who live in this community.
Change isn't just limited to Bell's office. Ferguson demonstrators like Rasheen Aldridge have been pleased with how St. Louis County Executive Sam Page embraced housing, criminal justice, and policing policies that languished under Steve Stenger's administration. This comes as Aldridge noted how younger people who either participated in or were inspired by the Ferguson protest movement got elected to state and local offices.
We're trying to do something different. We're coming in loud, we're coming in strong, and we may not be coming in like the good old boys just trying to play along and get along.
Progress has been slower in Jefferson City, where the GOP-controlled legislature has been hesitant to adopt changes to how police officers do their jobs. But Senator Carla May says she saw some movement this session in the criminal justice arena. The St. Louis Democrat pointed to how she was able to work with very conservative Republicans on paring down mandatory minimum sentences.
Some areas we are working together. White and black people are working together to heal those wounds. It's just not big enough.
As May alluded to, many people throughout St. Louis don't believe the changes demanded on the streets of Ferguson have had a big enough impact throughout the halls of government. The most glaring setback may be in national politics, where Donald Trump wrote a bellicose rejection of the Ferguson protest movement as part of his successful pitch for the presidency. Closer to home, former State Representative Bruce Franks encountered a wall of frustration when transitioning from being a Ferguson protester to serving in the Missouri House. The St. Louis Democrat was appalled by infighting among African-American political officials and dismayed that black political leaders and progressive-minded white activists couldn't band together to win major city offices.
We keep wondering why change hasn't come because we're changing leadership. We're not changing leadership at the top. We're not changing the leadership at the top of the city, at the top of the state, at the top of our national politics, right?
Gauging progress throughout the St. Louis region through election results or enacted policies may be a deceiving metric. It took a lot longer than 5 years for housing and educational racial segregation to fester and for racism and distrust to take hold among ordinary residents here. That's why some believe that politics is only part of a solution to a problem that spanned generations. Part of the path forward, according to Kareem Tefpo Jackson, is getting St. Louis residents more aware of black history and culture.
I think that political engagement goes so far beyond just voting. And if you're looking for voting to be the sole mechanism to spark change in your immediate life, then you're going to be waiting forever.
Bell says that residents need to continue to have uncomfortable conversations about inequity and systematic racism.
These issues have to be addressed as more than just African American or black and brown problems. They have to be addressed for what they are, American problems.
Whether people around St. Louis take heed of Bell's advice may determine if the political and policy change that so many demanded in 2014 can expand beyond the St. Louis County Prosecutor's Office and into the rest of the region, state, and nation. I'm Jason Rosenbaum, St. Louis Public Radio.